Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For well over 4 years, we've been told we've got to fight them over there so we don't have to fight them over here. And that Iraq's the front line in the fight against Al-Qaeda. Then you find out that even Brzezinski's admitted that our government founded Al-Qaeda in 79, funded them up into the late 1990s. Al-Qaeda is just the name they give to any Muslim or any Middle Easterner or any Asian, even some of them Christians, who fight back. It's called Al-Qaeda. And the roots of the radical Wahhabist sect of the Sunni is right out of Saudi Arabia. But I hear Neil Bortz, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, all the fake conservatives, all the Judas goats, all the, they're just camouflage enemy attack vessels. I mean, that's what they are. They're there to camouflage so you don't know they're a stealth enemy until they're up on top of you. You know, keep your friends close, your enemies closer. Conservatives are the enemy of the New World Order, so they put out a bunch of phonies, and they've got you sucked in, and it works like a charm. So the country's on its knees right now. You could wake up, maybe save the country, but you probably won't. So Neil Bortz, the lawyer, gets up there, and it's so deceptive, and it's so rudimentary, because I remember that his audience is low-grade morons, by and large. I mean, literally, that's what the general public's been turned into by design. And he says that Iran's behind Al-Qaeda, and that Iran wants to take over and set up Al-Qaeda bases in Iraq. Iran hates Al-Qaeda. Iran always fought to keep it out. Our government actually used Al-Qaeda to try to overthrow Iran several separate times. That's in the mainstream history books, and the CIA's admitted that. Saddam was anti-Al-Qaeda, constantly arresting him, constantly killing him. That's most of the, quote, killings and torturing he did. And I'm not defending it. As a CIA-installed dictator, he was pretty brutal, but not compared to the rest of the region, but compared to our standards. But that, he was in the earlier U.S. policy that was, frankly, a lot better, but still had evil behind it to export attacks on Iran. So they claim that Al-Qaeda is involved with Iran. The Iranians want to mine the Persian Gulf. They want to take over Iraq and set up Al-Qaeda training bases. Number one, Iran is not Al-Qaeda. Even if you believe Al-Qaeda exists, it's the wrong group. It's like saying the Dallas Cowboys are the Tennessee Titans or the Dallas Cowboys are the Redskins. No, it's the complete opposite. Do you understand? But again, they know that you don't know that. And I don't mean my audience, but the general public. And then Bortz says, we went over there to fight Al-Qaeda so they wouldn't come over here. Well, wait a minute. I thought we went over there to get Saddam out because he had rape rooms and torture rooms. Of course, we find out that's really what our government set up. I guess, you know, we went over there to get democracy and pull out in 6 months. They promised the troops. It was all lies. But see, it's just like the psychiatrist saying, well, we don't care if suicide skyrocketed because there's more suicide because kids are on these drugs that cause it. We need to drug more kids now and have more psychological testing. That's the same thing. Well, we're in Iraq now, and so Al-Qaeda's there, so we've got to stay so they don't take over. There wouldn't be an insurgency, there wouldn't be this resistance if Saddam Hussein had been left in power. See, that was part of a different policy 30 years ago when they helped position Saddam Hussein as the head of the Ba'athist Security Force to get in there, was to have a stabilizing effect and to have him as a puppet to then fight Iran. They removed that, and the CIA, the MI6 analyst, all the major think tanks said it will break into three parts, it'll be total bedlam and death, and the New World Order said, excellent. Here's the analogy. It's like Bush and company are bank robbers. And if they can stall the police coming, they've got more time to offload the gold out of the vault. And so every week, every day, every month, every year they stay there, it's hundreds of billions in no-bid weapons contracts. It's hundreds of billions in oil sales because it jacks oil prices up because the oil isn't flowing. What they got mad at Saddam for in 1990, pumping too much. Go pull the newspapers. We did. You see? So they're literally just, they're stalling you every day. That's what Limbaugh and them do, stall. Hey, you know, and don't let the boys down. They want to win. They really want to stay. Yeah, about 25% of them are dumber than dirt and do, but 75% are smart. A lot smarter than the general public, and they want out. They know it's a fraud.
It's
See it after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone fully informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Reif discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We pause now to look at the state of the First Amendment in this country. Raymond Schaub and Elliot Nish will tell you a little bit about themselves. My producer, who's my wife, has talked to him, but I never talked to him. I sat up late last night watching the entire video that he's put up on Google that we linked to on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I think I can't wait to see, after all their travels, they ought to put it together in a documentary film. That's obviously their idea. Maybe we'll carry it because it looks really informative what they've done there. But it dovetails with the New York police a few weeks ago. We aired this last week here on air. Coming up to our reporter, Luke Radowski, and saying, oh, look, he's got a bomb. I know you're not a terrorist, but I'm going to say you are to put you in jail for 30 days under the Terrorist Act. Guess who's going to jail? Guess who's going to jail? Ha, 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 ha. I mean, we played that several times here. It's up on the website if you want. Up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The easiest place to find it is JonesReport.com, because that's where the big article that Aaron Dykes put together is with the video. And, I mean, it's frightening to me, and not like frightening in that I get scared, but just frightening in that, I don't know if that's the right word, it's alarming. It just lets me know how really real this is to see more and more of this. And let's go ahead and play about 6 minutes of this hour-long video. This is kind of a compilation at the first. And it starts with an image of a burning building. I guess, shades of Iraq, and he's saying this is what America is going to look like. And then they go into the police. This is just in the first few weeks of their trip. They just started this. They've only gone through a couple states, with Colorado into Kansas. They may be out of Kansas now. And, I mean, it's just sometimes they get stopped multiple times out in the country per county. And guys run out and freak out and run up on them, and they just got signs saying Jesus, you know, is against war. Jesus, you know, Christians, real Christians don't seek war. So let's go ahead and play that. And then coming up, big developments on JFK, huge ones. This from Salon Magazine on the heels of our interview with St. John Hunt yesterday. I said I'd finish up with the Iraq war news. I haven't even done that yet. But we'll do that as well. In fact, I just canceled the guests in the third hour because I won't have time to go over the news and take calls. But let's go ahead and play the first 6 minutes of this hour-long video they put together while on the road, and I guess uploaded from a library or something, editing and shooting video on, living on the street. Here it is.
This is what's going to happen to America unless you seek God's face. All your works that are not done in the name of Jesus Christ are going to burn up. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Action makes it interesting.
All right.
Do we have to show you our ID?
Yes, you do.
I'm not going to write you guys a ticket or anything like that. I just need to see some ID, please.
Who's there an ID?
Let me see your ID. Okay, do you have any ID on you?
Yes.
What's your date of birth?
March 8th, 1985. We can't walk around in America anymore without getting stopped by an officer. What?
Take the camera off.
You're public.
Yeah.
You turn that off right now.
Why?
Turn that off right now.
Turn that off, me.
You're public.
No, I'm not. Turn it off.
You'll pay tax money.
I don't care. What did I tell you?
You are one of our fathers! And we pray that in the name of democracy!
Denver to D.C. Walk for Truth video update, and I am Brother Elliot.
I'm Brother Raymond.
We are chronicling our trip from Denver to D.C., and recently the Lord has been putting new issues on our heart to speak about. Obviously, our walk is threefold: to warn the world, to prepare a path for the Lord Jesus Christ in His second coming, and to call the evangelical churches to repentance and to demand an investigation into the 9/11 attacks. And with this past week, it's been put on our heart to chronicle the erosion of our civil liberties and the police state, which is beginning to emerge, which is just the beginning of the new world order, one world government, which will usher in the Antichrist that we read about in Revelation, and the mark of the beast. We're also going to chronicle the power of prayer in these video updates and show that God is living and powerful. But first, it's the news.
Each week, we're going to pick some relevant items. I have a million things I'd like to talk about this week, but for the sake of time, I want to keep it short. Some articles we found is, number one, evangelicals state that the U.S. have crossed a moral line. The National Association of Evangelicals, under their new president, after their former president has resigned, has come out publicly and stated that torture is crossing boundaries of what is legally and morally permissible. And I praise the Lord, it's a step. But we're calling the church to repentance. This whole war is immoral and impermissible. This whole war is unconstitutional. What we've done to Iraq is genocide. What we're continuing to do to those people is full of deception and wickedness. CIA secret prisons, they're not talking about those things. Depleted uranium, they're not talking about those things. 9/11 being an inside job, they're not talking about those things. So it's a step forward, but National Association of Evangelicals, please listen to me. You need to repent and admit you guys put an evil man in the office. And if he is a born-again Christian, he's fallen so far to the wayside, he's just a bare branch. Because even this week, when he was caught having Alberto Gonzalez abuse the Patriot Act again and fire a bunch of U.S. attorneys to put in their own cronies, they want Karl Rove and Harriet Meyer.
So that gives you an idea. They come in with kind of a synopsis of what's happened to them. There's like 4 or 5 minutes of them showing some news articles. And then they go back out on the street, and then they talk to people out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, on country roads, and you see an anti-New World Order sign, and then they find some old guy, and they say, "What's that?" And he goes, "Oh, that was a family put those up, but they burned down his place and burned down the signs and tried to kill him and ran him off." And, yeah, we've been trying to warn folks about the New World Order for a while, and you just find out how sick it is in these small towns, just like it is in the big city. And then people are scared everywhere. The police come up and say, the people are scared. You've got to stop preaching here on the street corner. It's scaring everyone. You need to move along. Well, is this illegal? No, but you just need to move along. It's scaring the people. And that's what America's turned into. 100 years ago, 50 years ago, that was the entertainment, was the stump down at the city center, at the town center, at the town square. People went and argued and debated, and that was, no, now we watch television, and we get scared by all the sick, evil stuff that's on there, and then we just, it's unbelievable. All right, they've got a ministry, and really, I don't know you guys. I mean, I feel like I do. I watched the hour-long video and read about some about your ministry. But going back to Raymond Schaub and Elliot Nash, Raymond, Elliot, first, Raymond, announce yourself and kind of just boil it down, who you are, why you did this, and what you're doing, and then let's get a little bit into some more of the clips.
Sure. Thanks, Alex, for having us on. My name is Raymond Schaub, and we left Colorado March 1st, and I was an evangelical Christian college student. Saw all of this deception in my school and my church concerning the war in Iraq, the support of the president, the illegal things we were doing, that people wouldn't talk about 9/11. We would hand out your videos and other people's videos, and decided that we needed to get more visible. We had many leaders tell us that we didn't have a platform to speak these things. We didn't even realize, you know, I've seen your police state videos, but had never really experienced it to the level that we have since we've taken off. But it actually culminated in me and Elliot did an anti-war protest and 9/11 visibility movement outside of my school on a public sidewalk, and they suspended me. And so we realized, you know, like you said, even in the small towns, the whole head is sick. The whole body is sick right now.
How old are you? How old are you, Raymond Schaub?
I'm 31.
Okay, and what school suspended you?
Colorado Christian University. I'm actually still on sanction. They said if I behave myself, I can come back, but I'm obviously not behaving myself.
Wow, so the school, I mean, in America, a Christian school, don't protest on the sidewalk, don't have an opinion, or you get kicked out. Now, we're about to break, but I want to introduce Elliot Nash. Elliot, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex. This is Elliot. I'm 22 years old, and like Raymond, I see a falling away in the church, as Paul talked about in the Bible. We've talked to people at my church about the war in Iraq, about 9/11 cover-up, and we were actually escorted out of my church with police officers.
Oh, yeah, and you guys are very humble. I like that. You're very calm, very, very slow. You don't make any sudden moves, and that makes them go even more wild. But I got to tell you, most of these churches, I've been in them, are actual bloodthirsty synagogues of Satan.
Amen. I've seen that as well. It's contrary to the gospel of Jesus Christ and peace, and it's, you know, support any action of this government as long as it supports the evangelical Christian president that's a deceiver, and it's very disheartening.
Well, if you can't look at George Bush and see that that guy has got a legion of demons in him, you're completely blind. We'll be right back.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow Dirt Cheap Superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
So long, Texas.
Look, I make this point, but because I don't hear it being made anywhere else. We need to get this out of the public. The people launching a war are doing it to make incredible profits, consolidate power, build permanent bases to dominate that region and bring it into the New World Order, while we pay for it and while the very same people destroy our borders and our sovereignty and our Bill of Rights and Constitution. The people killing the Iraqi people's freedom and sovereignty are the same ones killing our freedom and sovereignty. It's very simple. We got a bunch of clips here. I'm trying to find the one in the hour long video where they are just out in the middle of nowhere, and there's a impeached Bill Clinton, Battle the New World Order, an old faded sign. And the local shows up who knows all about the New World Order. We're going to find that. We're going to play that. And that is coming up. But going back to our guests who are with us, Raymond Schwab and Elliot Nash, where are you gentlemen right now?
We're currently in Lawrence, Kansas, on our way to Kansas City to do 9/11 visibility action on May 11th.
How many days have you been walking?
We started March 1st at Denver, Colorado.
How many times have the police stopped you?
Oh, we don't even have it all on video, Alex. We get stopped. Actually, I think now they're starting to call ahead because we filed two complaints. The last complaint we had on video, even better, and the sheriff just kept turning redder and redder as he watched it, as he watched his officer harass Elliot eating a sandwich in a park and demanding that Elliot leave town. And I think there's, because now as we walk, police just kind of wave and drive by. And I noticed we were getting hits from Kansas Highway Patrol and other Kansas agencies. So prior to Dickinson County, Kansas, we were getting stopped every day, every county, every town. We just time it. Once we started holding our signs on a street corner, we would have a camera in our hand at all times behind the sign. And we'd be like, any minute now they're going to show up, and sure enough, within 2 to 3 minutes, sometimes 5 minutes.
Which shows that the American people see two young men sitting there, you know, dressed in a clean-cut fashion with signs saying Christians are against war. Or tell folks what your signs say.
We have signs that say real Christians don't choose war, Jesus, the only way. We have a few 9/11 signs that say demand the 9/11 truth, stop the 9/11 cover-up.
But I've seen the video. It's usually the Jesus signs that really get these people upset.
Right. We were walking through one town, and the sheriff came, and he said, you can't walk through town with those signs like that. I need to see some ID. And immediately we pulled out the camera and started videotaping, and then he completely changed his composure.
Yeah, they really need to move to Russia. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and it's funny, it's like, you know, Jesus talked about a lamp on a lampstand. As soon as that light comes out, they just kind of cower. And, you know, I challenge them about the things they say off camera, and they deny it. That one officer that told that to him, I said, you know, what did you tell us about not walking through town with these
signs?
Well, look,
here's what you got to do. I know you guys don't have a lot of money. You barely have money to eat. But really, you know what? I need to just send you. They have these little bitty cameras that are button size now. They didn't have these a few years ago, and they're not that expensive. But go into a, you know, like 5 gig recording stick that's very easy to hide, because the stuff you've got on tape is bad enough. And I know we've just seen part one, not the new stuff of Don't Eat That Sandwich. We know you're with Al Qaeda. But you need to get the stuff when they don't know that they're on camera.
Oh, that would be awesome, Alex. And I tell you what, It's just been incredible, and at first, as you watch the videos, we
now you guys know you need to be careful. It could end up being like, you know, Born to Be Wild or whatever. What's the classic movie where they're out riding the motorcycles and the guys blast them?
Easy Rider.
That stuff's real.
Yeah, we joke about that sometimes when we walk into these cities. But we've actually decided here in Kansas this next time. We're going to let them arrest one of us, because we called the attorney general and found out that what they were doing was illegal. This time we're going to make them actually act upon it to where they're liable.
Now imagine you're walking along in literal on the side of a farm road by cornfields, and a guy jumps out with a gun stuck in his belt, runs up out of uniform going, turn the camera off right now, it's the law. And you say, what law? And they don't even know. And they don't know they're like a spike right through America's heart, man. These guys are just something else. Stay there. Final segment with our guests. We're going to play a few more clips, tell you how you can support them. I just mailed Luke Radowski two video cameras. I don't have the money to mail these guys a small camera.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we've seen. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Raymond Schwab and Elliot Nash. They are two young men out there doing what preachers and pastors and Christians should be doing, is just out walking and talking to people. Not in big multi-million dollar churches wearing little pimp suits and pinky rings and, you know, constantly eating breath mints and little twinkle eyes. Gentlemen, also on this video, it's really a great video you guys put together on the road. You go into a church, you're talking to a preacher, and he's like, no, there's no sacrifice to be a Christian. No, it's not a blessing to stand up against evil and be persecuted. No, it's all about blessings. God doesn't ever do anything bad to anybody if they're evil. There's no judgments. Well, my gosh, cause and effect. Even Christians know that's real. I mean, it's the laws of the world that God set up. I mean, but that's your mainline preacher. And he's got his hair coiffed just perfectly. You can tell he put mousse in it for like 3 hours. And he's got the little suit on just right. And it's just all about feeling good. These churches are mortuaries. And meanwhile, they won't decry the war, they won't decry lies, they won't get out and protest abortion. They do nothing, do they?
No, they don't. And we've seen that there's a famine of God's word as we've traveled across the country. Psalm 9:17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and the nations that forget God. And we've just seen that there is a famine of God's word, and people aren't speaking the truth. Even the Bible says that you are blessed if you're beheaded for the testimony of Christ, for instance.
And you've got preachers denying that. I mean, that is a staple of the gospel. And, of course, you know, he saw there with them those that have been beheaded. And that preacher just says, no, that's not true. It doesn't exist.
Sure. And actually, we didn't put the clip of his wife. I caught his wife outside and interviewed her. And, I said, what do you think about the war in Iraq? She said, I support my president 100%. I said, what about the lives? What about the people dying? She said, you know, we just got to trust in God and pray for them. And it's like, but what do you do? You know, it's all these carbon copy, risk-free answers. I trust.
Look, Nero and Caligula would have had no problem with modern-day Christians.
Absolutely not. And that's what I asked her. What if you're living under Adolf Hitler? Would you turn in Jews and put Jews in camps? Or, you know, would you resist these things like people like Bonhoeffer and other people that stood against the evil and paid, you know, with their life? And she was just like, I pray God doesn't put me in that situation. And it was very disheartening. But I
know to see our fellow Americans turned into the ultimate chicken necks is just unbelievable.
It is sad, and I just hope that people start waking up, and that's part of what we're trying to do.
What people don't know is when you are a weakling coward, the wolves come. They think they're safe being little cowards, little feel-good ninnies, and that's not how the world works.
No, and Jesus was a strong man. You know, Jesus paid with his life for our sins as well as for the truth. And those that were of the religious institutions that were just making their buck, they hated him and they persecuted him and they scorned him. And we're just challenging Christians out there to get out there in their churches. You know, get some of these videos. We've also made a documentary on 9/11 and the war in Iraq.
Yeah, give your website out.
Videos and, yeah, our website is BeitShalomMinistries.org. I think you have a link on InfoWars.
Yeah, what does that mean in Hebrew? I'm ignorant.
Just house of peace, house of wholeness.
Well, that's good. Well, listen, I commend what both of you are doing. I want to play another clip here for just a moment. And again, go to their website at InfoWars.com. We do have a link to it. I was on it last night. It's a good site. Again, that's InfoWars.com. You can link over to Beit Shalom. But let's go ahead and play a clip. Now set this up for us, either Raymond or Elliot. You're just out in the middle of nowhere, and there's a sign that says, impeach Bill Clinton, stop the New World Order, and then just some older gentleman just shows up and starts basically laying down the wisdom. Tell us about where this was and what happened.
Yeah, that was Bernie Smith. And I believe we were in Colorado still, and he said his relative put that sign up. It said, impeach Clinton, stop the New World Order. And he said he put a lot of signs up around, and they burned them all to the ground. They tried to burn his house down. They tried to lynch him at one point, he even said.
And you can look at his face and tell us the truth. I've seen so many things like this happen in the past. I mean, it's been in the newspaper. They arrest our listeners for having Ron Paul videos. They arrest people for having signs in their yard that say our judicial system's a joke.
And he was a genuine individual, Alex, and it just shows that people think all the corruption is in the big towns, but like I said, the whole body is sick right now. When the small towns are following the same police state tactics, you know, they're getting their marching orders from somewhere. They're not just creating this. I mean, it's like carbon copy these experiences in any city, in any state that we've been to so far, and it's good to meet men like him. They refresh us to know there's other people out there that even in the smallest area, they're waking people up to the truth.
And you guys, I mean, while you go through this persecution, though, you talk about how it's a blessing, and I can see how it's refreshing you. I don't think some of the listeners understand it's good to stand up against evil. We're designed to do it.
Right. I agree. Law in our hearts, and God is love, and the only way to overcome evil is with good and with love. And Jesus said, blessed are you when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake. So,
and you've got to have the willingness to put yourself in front of the enemy.
But that's the greatest love, Alex, is to lay down our life for our friends. That's what Jesus said, is to lay down our life, to stand in between the evil and others, and do what's right, even if it costs us everything. And that's what we're trying to do. We're not shooting our horn. we just figure someone has to be out there, and we don't feel the leaders in our churches are doing it, so we hit the streets to do it.
Well, I want
to
be clear about this.
We know how.
Well, God bless you for that, and everybody should pray for you, because this is it is dangerous now to do this, and nothing against the hard-working illegal aliens. Most of them are good people, and I actually, you know, like them in a lot of respects. But my point is they're being used as a tool to break down the sovereignty for this new world order. And I'm sorry, the illegal aliens can walk around anywhere they want in the country, and they're totally left alone, and it's citizens who are harassed. And by that, I mean black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. Do you want to comment on that?
I agree with you, Alex, and you know, we've challenged them on these issues, and I don't know really what the policy is with these police departments, where they're getting their orders from, but, you know, you don't even need as much ID to get an ID in this country as you do if you're an illegal immigrant. You know, you have to have mountains of evidence to prove your citizenship, and they seem to be just skirting by all these things, but we're talking about this war on terror, but it seems to be a war on the American people. Our borders are open, you know, and we come from a heavy immigration area, and it just seems that people don't have the struggles in these issues as we do. But I do know this, that for the people that come out and help us, I've had help from people that I don't think, you know, that were migrant workers and things like that, that give us thumbs up, and they understand what's going on. But they're just
I mean, this is kind of the... I don't want to say dichotomy. It's almost like a paradox. I personally have nothing against the illegal aliens. You know, they're family people. They're hardworking. They know about the New World Order. But then at the same time, the New World Order is going to use them to drive down the wages and break down the country and then brainwash their children to be anti-gun and pro-New World Order. So,
sure, you can't check a you know, there's laws in Colorado where we're from where you can't ask a person's immigration status, but, you know, you saw in Colby, Colorado, when we refused to give our last name, they surround us, the guy turns on his taser, they get out cameras, what's your last name, and we're just like, or Colby, Kansas, and we're just like, you know, what is all this? We don't have roles we're doing, you know, they say you're suspicious.
By the way, we've got video of a girl on the ground, and she's refusing to let them carry her off, so they use a pain submission. And which is torture. They have different terms for it. And they just start tasering her with pleasure. Exactly. I mean, that is torture right in front of everyone. You know, pain compliance, that pressure compliance. Folks, we're so far down the rat hole. Let's play this fella right near, I guess, the Colorado. You were saying it was the Colorado border close to another state?
Right, Kansas-Colorado border.
Kansas-Colorado border. Here it is out in the middle of nowhere.
So what's the history... Okay, the sign we found out here in the middle of Kansas says impeach Clinton.
Colorado.
We're at the most eastern part of Colorado. Impeach Clinton, stop New World Order, keep our republic, liberty, and freedom. We met this gentleman who gave us a generous donation and has some history about that sign. I'm gonna show the history. Give us your name.
Okay, Bernie Smith's my name. I moved out here around 1962, and... my father-in-law now was the chapter leader for the Birch Society, and I was even shocked to see people out here burning the signs down, terrorizing the family out on the farm, and it was quite an ordeal. You know, I thought they were crazy out here. Anyhow, the signs was either burn or cut down or paint through on them, you know, like that.
You say they tried to hang him?
At one time, they tried to lynch him, the people. They thought he was a communist, you know, that these outfits, you know, had...
Now, again, he's anti-communist, John Bercher, anti-Bill Clinton, and the locals wanted to hang him as a communist. See, they're totally brainwashed. Let's go back to the clip.
It was an inside job.
And oh, yeah, back that up. I want people to hear that. You know, they say, hey, do you know 9/11 is an inside job? Or do you know about 9/11? This is what he says. Here it is.
That's wisdom. Is that wisdom out in the middle of eastern Colorado, huh, brother?
Amen. And there's not too many of us that really pay attention.
No. Back it up. We need to rewind that because I hit pause and it's still been rolling. Back it up about 30 seconds or so. I want them to hear him ask the question about 9/11 being an inside job. Whenever you're ready, go ahead and roll it.
And So that one time they tried to lynch you.
So do you believe 9/11 was an inside job?
9/11 was an inside job. And so was Oklahoma City.
Wisdom. That's wisdom. Is that wisdom out in the Middle East in Colorado, huh, brother?
Amen. And there's not too many of us that really pay attention to it, you know. Like Waco, they murdered those people. Our government did, you know.
Take the camera off.
What?
Take the camera off.
You're public.
Yeah. Where are you guys going?
D.C.
D.C. Okay. Good.
Okay.
Good.
And it just goes on and on. And now let's be clear. You guys are in parks trying to eat sandwiches, and you're told, get out of town. Correct, Raymond and Elliot?
What's that?
You guys have also been out, like you said, in the middle of a park eating a sandwich, and you've been told to get out of town.
Right. I walked into the town of Solomon, sat down in a public park, and before I even took a bite of my apple, a cop drove up. And he said, you need to get out of town. And I said, am I breaking any law? And he said, you're loitering. And I said, no, I'm going to sit here. And he said, I need to see some ID. And I refused. And he got pretty angry.
And now you're planning to let them arrest you, you say?
Yeah, we talked to the Attorney General in Kansas. And there is not a law that they can request our papers. So we're going to let them arrest us, detain us next time if need be.
Yeah, well,
and you know, I just encourage people out. We make sure we know the laws. We're trying to be humble. We're trying to be submissive within the boundaries of the Constitution and the laws of this land. And when they give us an unlawful order, like turn off the camera, we refuse because it's not a lawful order. And we try to get them to, we call it, we're trying to help them recognize there's a higher law than their authority, which is the Constitution and the rule of law in this country.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of these cops are getting all red and puffing up to you, but as soon as you go, we're not allowed to walk down the street in America? Is this Russia? You can see quite a few of them really seem guilty when they go and get back in their cars. In fact, a few of them, I see a tear in their eye. Now, am I just seeing that on the video, or did a few of them look like they were about to choke up?
No, they tremble when we have the camera. They don't really know what to do. And like you were talking about earlier, that one contact, this guy jumped out of a civilian minivan, not in uniform. He wouldn't show us his ID, identify himself as an officer, and he had a 9mm stuffed in his pants.
And then he just continued to reach for his weapon the whole time, Alex, which is why we eventually shut the camera off that time, because I thought this guy's going to end up shooting somebody.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We had a documentary crew with us, and they were really nervous. After you know, I walked up to him and I said, did you see him reach for a gun? She was half terrified. She was like, yeah, I can't believe that.
Yeah, he's sitting there, starts grabbing at his gun, saying, I told you, turn the camera off. It's my privacy.
Yeah,
I'm going to cram a camera down your throat, boy. I'm going to see your ID, but you ain't going to look at me.
And when we took it to the sheriff said, that's just how we do things around here. And I said, Sheriff, this is America, and I don't care how you do things around here. What he did was wrong. I told the sheriff, I said, if I had a concealed carry permit, we had $3,000 worth of equipment at that day because that documentary crew, I said, that man would have grabbed for a gun. I could have drew on him and been lawful. I said, that's dangerous. He put us in a dangerous situation. You know, he didn't even have a badge on, just a guy in a Marine hat. He could have been anybody.
No, I mean, he's a guy in a wife beater shirt with his belly hanging out, running around waving guns around. He's just, they're nuts, man.
It's a very dangerous situation, but the Lord preserves us through these things, and you know, we bless the man. We tell him, we hope that he changes what he's doing because it's wrong, and I hope people watch these videos and see.
You guys were very humble to him, and when he left, he, you could tell he felt pathetic.
Yeah, he was pretty humbled at the end, but because we just kept talking calmly to him, and usually as long as we stay calm, the situation normally diffuses, except the one in Stockton where the guy just was so angry we wouldn't separate from the camera, put his hat on our camera, then the white van shows up, starts taking pictures of us. He harassed us till we left the town. He's the only one.
What was he doing?
He told us to leave town. He just came up, asked us for ID. We said, no, there's no reason. We're just standing there with signs. He told us to shut off the camera. We said, no. He put his hand on the camera. We moved the camera, put his hat on the camera. We moved it again. Put his hand down. I told him, please don't touch our camera. Then he tried to separate us. He told me, he said, you come over here. I said, no. I said, I haven't broken any laws. I don't feel comfortable being alone with you. If you're going to talk to me, you're going to talk to me in front of the camera. And he just, you watch him. He just paces back and forth like, what do I do? They're not listening to me. And then he runs to his car and he comes back. Then he races off. And about
10 minutes later, he shows up with a camera on us. A white man shows up, taking our picture all quietly, you know, sticking a camera out the side of the window, taking our picture, and that's in the episode 3, I believe. Or it might be in episode 2, but that was probably the scariest situation.
That's right. There's a couple episodes. I've only watched one of them. Well, listen, we're out of time, gentlemen. We've got links to your website up on Infowars.com. I'd like to get maybe a 30-minute weekly report, and if you guys could just send me concisely, I know you're busy on the road editing this, you know, just a few minutes each week, I'd play it. And we'd like to give you guys as much support as we can. And I just sent 2 video cameras and batteries and bags and everything to Luke Radowski, who's going through even worse stuff. And they just pull up and say, I'm going to frame you for bombs on video. They'd be like a cop going, looky what we got here, and pulling, you know, cocaine out of his pocket on camera and planting it on him. I mean, it's just that bad now. I just sent him a bunch of equipment because he has no money. I don't have that much capital. But who knows? Maybe I'll work on trying to get you guys. See, they have a chip camera. It's just a chip with a camera wire. They will not see them, and it records like an hour on it. Pure gold to get these people. We haven't even bought one yet for ourselves. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for coming on with us, and we'll all pray for you, okay?
Thank you. Keep fighting a good fight, Alex. Lord bless you.
Thank you, Raymond and Elliot. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
John Harmon, that runs the show, was just asking me if I'd heard about the loose change being played on Virgin Atlantic aircraft. Yeah, I learned about that a couple weeks ago, but I was not at liberty to discuss it. And I have to tell you, when I heard it, I believed the loose change guys who I was meeting with. But it just sounded so crazy, I thought, huh. But there it is on the Virgin Atlantic website. They are playing it in the in-flight movies. That's because everybody knows 9/11 is an inside job, ladies and gentlemen. It's hit the mainstream. And we do have an article about that up on PrisonPlanet.com on the right-hand side. Okay, here's the deal. We're going to have wide-open phones in the third hour. Wow, this show's gone by quick. That is coming up in just a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us, any caller, long-time caller, first-time callers, just have your points and questions ready because I'm going to attempt. But callers always bring up such important subjects, I then babble about it with them. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Okay, I am going to go over more of the war news here in a moment, and then I'm going to cover the honeybee die-off, huge JFK developments. School district is now going to handcuff students for minor offenses, ABC News. Just a lot of important stuff that we will jam in the third hour that's coming up. Before we do that, we are an hour and 55 minutes into this transmission against tyranny worldwide. I would really be missing the boat here if I didn't tell you we have powerful tools in the information war. We're now carrying on the online video and bookstore at Infowars.com Debunking the 9/11 Debunkers by G. Edward Griffin. G. Edward Griffin. David Ray Griffin. G. Edward Griffin. I was setting him up for a guest the other day, so I had that in my head. With this amazing author. And it really goes through their lies, their straw men. It is such an important film. You definitely need to get it. Well, there's a video with him and a book, and they're up on Infowars.com right now with David Ray Griffin. So we have a combo with his new film and his new book together where you can get them both together as a discount or just get the book or the film by themselves at the regular price at Infowars.com. And your purchase of the books and videos doesn't just support us. It also supports the people that wrote the books and made the videos that we also carry. We don't sit here and bootleg them and then sell them to you like everybody else does. It's great to make copies of videos and get them out for free, but there's a lot of bootlegging goes on and selling, and that really is counterproductive to the fight against the New World Order. People try to call in all the day and say, I'm selling your bootlegs. I'm going to plug it on your show. As much as I'd like to let you do that, I won't be here much longer if that continues. But to make a long story short, we need your support. We've got great books and videos that we carry and the 15 films I've made, The Latest Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. We've got America, Freedom to Fascism for $9.95 when you get it with Terror Storm. We've got American Dictators for $5.95. We got T-shirts, Inside Job T-shirts for $9.95. Ball caps for as low as, what, $7? There's a bunch of insane deals there, and it's all about the info war, and your purchase makes this show possible. So see it as a donation, as a contribution, when you go to the website and you get the books and videos. That does support us. So don't wait. If you've bought books and videos from us before or different items, I want to thank you. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, and I would ask you to think about purchasing some of the books and videos yet again at Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. You can call. They can answer your questions, tell you about the different specials. Give them a call today, 888-253-3139. Or you can also, if you just want to send us a donation, folks, we will spend it on the fight. It's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, if it means we'll get our projects done, go ahead and donate to us. It makes it easy.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.